so thankful. I said, we really need a good drive next week. We've been short. I mean, we've lost with the weather and the outages and all of that. It has really affected. I think I saw some numbers, and it was like 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected this month just because of the weather, the cold, the drives are canceling because, you know, and so having two good solid days next week is going to be huge for the blood supply.
Yep, it's gonna. Everybody's got a smile on their faces, and that should create big numbers next Tuesday and Wednesday, shouldn't it?
It really should. And getting out, you know, it's going to be a nicer couple of days there, too. We still need you to get out any day you can. If you can't make it to my two, there's others around the area. Pop in on the blood donor app, and you can find out that. But next Tuesday and Wednesday, we start at 12:30 on Tuesday and go to 6:30. And then on Wednesday, we start at 11 and go to 5. We are at the 4-H or at the community building at the fairgrounds, and everybody's welcome to come, although because in December we lost our first day because of the snow and road conditions, everybody that came in on Wednesday, so that means everybody that gave in December at my drive are only eligible to give on Wednesday this time. So remember that as you're thinking, oh, I can't go Wednesday, I need to go Tuesday. If you gave in December and got a t-shirt, you know, there is this tight, a couple of times a year I have this tight rotation, and this is one of them. So you've got to remember, if you gave in December, you've got to give on Wednesday the 24th next week.
I know you really keep up to date on what's happening with the vaccine and everything too, don't you?
Yes, we do. And that's kind of that's probably our newest talk about right now, because of the fact more people are getting the vaccine for the COVID-19 on that. And so the vaccine, what we're finding out is there's no wait period. So you can, you know, get your shot and come in and donate. On that, there is like the Pfizer, the Moderna, and there's the Johnson & Johnson, I think, that's out there now. So those are ones that we know of. You do, if you've got the vaccine, you would have got a card. You've got a vaccine card. Make sure you bring that in with you, because they will ask you the manufacturer on that, and they need that proof. That's one of the questions you'll end up answering in the rapid pass, because it says, have you gotten any vaccines in the last so many months or whatever? Mm-hmm. That you'll have to answer yes to, which is fine. We just need proof of what you have received, you know, on your vaccine. And if you haven't, then everything's still the same. We need to be healthy, no temp, you know, feeling good, you know, at the peak of your healthiness is really where we need you to be to come in and donate.
Anything else special with this two-day event going on?
Yes, there is. Actually, everybody that comes in and donates up until the end of February here, Amazon is saying thank you for everyone reaching out and coming out and donating and helping us save lives. So the Amazon is offering a $5 Amazon.com gift card, and it's by email. So you've got to have a valid email. Make sure we have the right email when you come in and donate. Make sure you give us that, and then you'll get that as just a thank you from Amazon for stepping up during this time. We've been hit with the flu, you know, the colds, and of course, the pandemic is still affecting, you know, the blood donations in that way too.
Yeah, the stomach bug is really kind of going around a lot with a lot of people. So make sure you're over that.
Yes, over that. Symptom-free for at least 24 hours and feeling good. You know, I know it takes a little while after flu to get strong again or be strong again. But that is just real important with that. You can call my number, 345-4473, and that will get me. You can either leave a message, or if I'm available, I can answer the phone. We can schedule you. I do have quite a few openings. Our goal this time is right around 135 on both days, just because we missed December, so there's a lot more eligible to give. Mm-hmm. And you can also go on your blood donor app, and then you can also just call in. There is the 800 number you can just call in at. But call my number, you know, that way we can keep you in the loop and stuff that way. If you know somebody who hasn't given or it's been a long time in giving, ask them to come out. We aren't full yet on our schedule, and I've got a little bit more space, so I'm hoping I can get everybody in and maybe even take a few walk-ins. That's my fingers crossed that that'll work next week. We're trying to give better customer service because people have had to wait. There's been so many new people come out that our donor flow gets a little bogged down in the process of being able to get everybody in. We have some new first-time donors that are kind of coming out for the COVID antibodies, which we are still testing for the COVID antibodies until the end of May. So there's still some time for donors that would like to come out. But we test it each time so that if something changes in your 2 months before you've given, then you can also find out if you've been exposed or not.
Also, there's Bloodmobiles, by the way, at other locations. I know you have two of them today, one in Arapahoe and also one in Hayes Center.
Yes. And Hayes Center is, I know they still have some openings. Arapahoe does too, if you're in those areas and want to, you know, stop in, check it out. Arapahoe is, I think, up to around 40-some, and Hayes Center's getting there, too. They're getting close. But the schools, the thing about going there is you're supporting their scholarship drive, and every unit that we collect goes towards their numbers, and there's different levels on the scholarship amounts that they'll be awarded, and they get to add all their drives together. So Hayes Center does about 6 drives a year, and Arapahoe does, too. So they both work, the students work 3-6 drives a year, basically, to earn their scholarship dollars.
All right. So if the folks at Arapahoe Center area get those, also, I know there was a few others. Curtis has one coming up next Wednesday as well. Yeah. Elwood on the 22nd, that's next Monday. And you got a couple of more here in McCook for early March.
March, yep. The YMCA, I believe, is going on the 1st of March. And then I think the high school is going like then maybe the next week, the 8th?
The 8th.
Yeah. So those are other drives that you can catch. If you've gotten off rotation because of our drive having to cancel, we canceled about 135 units on that Tuesday in December when we couldn't make it in. And so there's a lot of people out there. And we've got space. We've got a bigger drive, but for both days this time. So we're excited to have everybody come out.
Not that I say Mother Nature's not going to show her ugly face on a Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, but it doesn't look like it for once, because last couple of times you've been hit one of those days, I think the last couple of times, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been that way. It's kind of like deja vu. I think last February it was, we lost our first day too, kind of like what happened in December to us. And so the other thing is there were T-shirts available the first day. And so I kept that box of T-shirts. So everybody that comes in on the first day that didn't make it in on the Wednesday, and come in and donate. I've got T-shirts for as long as they last. I don't know that I'll have enough for everybody, but I'm sure giving it a good shot, because it was a bummer, and it's great to have the T-shirts. It's a great advertisement for us that you're a donor and giving, but it's also just nice to be thanked for that, too, as well.
Hit the website, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app on your smartphone as well.
Yes, and if you have any eligibility questions, you can go online and look up those, or even call. There's that 866-236-3276. And so it's an 800 number. It's a donor client support, so it's confidential. And that's a great way to find out if you're eligible or not, too.